Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh, Denver's Mix 100. Great week for prizes on this here morning show, including 7:30 today. Pair of tickets to go see Train, Bare Naked Ladies, and Matt Nathanson at Red Rocks. Katie Crush, we got a gift card to the Great Greek Mediterranean Grill. Yes, please.
Yeah.
I've been eating very Mediterranean lately, so get some olives in your mouth, courtesy of JKJ. You ever done that? See how many olives you can get in your mouth?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a great little party trick right there.
Put them all on your fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of the Kalamata olive. I love me a salty olive.
I don't think I've ever met an olive I don't like.
I know, I was going to say.
The green with the pimento in them sometimes is kind of nasty.
The bar olives?
Yeah. I'm
Sign
not.
Me up.
Like, if I get those, I squeeze them and the little pimento comes out and it's like the olive is giving birth. But yeah, I'm a Kalamata olive slut.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I like to put them on a piece of white bread with some cheese whiz and ooh,
whoa,
go to
you
town.
Just class this show up.
Cheese whiz.
And here I'm like, I just like them on a salad with a little feta cheese.
I'm like, you know what you really do with an olive?
You put some cheese whiz on them, and then you what you do is you dunk it in your glass of Mountain Dew.
Exactly.
So it gets nice and soft.
Oh, if you're from North Dakota, you throw them in some beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice little garnish.
Roll them in some breadcrumbs and deep fry it. Make sure it's Wonder Bread.
Yes. See?
Then you wash it down.
Oh, so you've been there.
Diet Cherry Coke.
All right, so that's going on. And I will tell you, in the world of prizes, we've got something a little extra special for you guys this week, too. Something that Katie has put her talons into and forced these people to have her be involved in it.
You want to
talk about it? And
yeah.
And tell everybody how to win these tickets.
Well, how exciting is this, first of all? If you're familiar with the Chicken Fight and Burger Brawl, folks, this has been going on at Elidge Gardens for a couple years now, and I absolutely love it. It's like a big fried chicken festival, if you will. But they've got like 40 different restaurants plus out there, unlimited burgers and chicken creations for you.
Shut up. They've got
live music, entertainment, chef show. Showdowns and culinary competition.
A chef showdown.
Yeah, you also
is it cooking or do they actually fight each other?
Oh no, it's cooking. Yeah.
I wish they were actually fighting each other.
That's a different event.
Hand each of them a spatula and you're like, go.
Yeah, they already had the ring rented out for a different event, so they weren't able to do that. Mm. But they do have unlimited rides with this as well, so you get to go to Elidge Gardens for Chicken Fight and get in on all this chicken and burger craziness. But you also get to ride all the rides, and then you get to vote for your favorite and watch the chicken wing eating competition.
Gee, who's going to be participating in that?
Oh my gosh, me! I'm so excited.
Old enlarged heart over here.
I am so excited. They asked us if we wanted to compete in the chicken wing eating competition. It's so funny.
Old heart palpitations over here.
I know, both of you were like, I don't know if that's really, you know what though, Katie?
We got to get you like a nickname.
Well, they asked.
Do you have like a name, like a performance eating name?
They
Penelope Palpitations.
They asked if you wanted one. I already signed up, so I already did all this. So I just said Katie because I was like, people
Katie
know me
Cholesterol.
By Katie. No, Just Katie. But
cardiac arrest, Katie.
They asked us if we wanted walk up songs. So we get a walk up song when we go up on stage.
What did you get?
I wanted something that we played on Mix 100 so that I could show homage to our radio station. You know, I'm up there because of Mix, Denver's best music. So I wanted a song we played. So I picked Justin Bieber's Yummy.
Okay. That kind of fits, but
I'm
a little disappointed you didn't pick the chicken dance.
No. So anyway, but we're giving away tickets to the festival all week long, so I believe we're going to do that on our Instagram pages and social media. So get over there and give us a like and a follow, because that's where it's going to be started. But I am so excited for this.
That's awesome.
I reached out to them.
So it's Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram. Go give us a follow on there, and then of all of our followers, each and every day, we'll select one random person to go enjoy watching Katie stuff chicken into her pie hole.
Yeah, well, you get to eat chicken, too, and burgers.
That too.
You get to have a fun time, too. But
so go follow right now, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram, and we'll pull that rando after every show this week, courtesy of JKJ.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts. We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, let's talk about all the big trending stories of the day. Big old shout out to Kylie Jenner.
What?
Who is turning 29 years old today. Boy, she is getting old, old, old. She did celebrate this weekend with a pink-themed birthday party.
Oh, I saw her dress.
Oh, boy.
I liked her little shoes, too. She was super cute. She was really cute.
Decorations included a cake that looked like it was modeled on her own torso and hips. The cake was wearing a pink bikini and had birthday candles sticking out, you know, where the nips should be.
Mm-hmm.
It also had the word meow written all over it. A pierced belly button.
The only thing I could think of
is if I was at this party, I think there'd be a time where people are like, hey, where's Jeremy? And do you remember that scene in American Pie? With what he was doing to the pie?
Yeah,
wouldn't it be funny if people walked in the kitchen and I was laying on that cake?
No.
What?
Because then we'd have to bail you out today.
What are you doing to that cake?
A whole lot of no's.
Jeremy, no!
Actually.
You're going to have a bunch of cupcake babies.
candle in my eye. And
It didn't say no. Well, cakes don't talk, so
It's the closest I'm ever going to get to Kylie, I'll tell you that much. All right, so there's a story out this morning. Katie, you might know about this since you are a resident high cholesterol queen.
Okay.
Shake Shack appears to be charging...
Sorry.
See? I knew it. Okay, what did you have real quick?
Had their Shake Shack burger.
Okay.
And then we got their fries, or onion rings.
I knew this story. I wasn't even joking.
Friday night. Just went there.
So, maybe you've noticed this.
Okay.
There's a TikTok that's going viral right now where a couple shows up to a Shake Shack appearing, and they ordered there on the menu.
Uh-huh.
And then the menu appears to change when they decided to do no tip. So they tested it out. One went and ordered a meal with the tip, got a certain price. The husband went back, ordered the same meal, did no tip, and the price went up. Here's him talking about it.
My wife says that if you don't tip at Shake Shack, they make it more expensive per item, so we're about to find out. Every item went up by 50 cents.
What?
Every item, because he said
no
tip. And then this little thing comes on the screen that says, uh-oh, there was a mistake. There's been a pricing update to one or more items in your cart. And in the video, bloop, 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 everything went up 50 cents. I don't know if this is true or not. I'm just reporting the hard-hitting news coming from TikTok this morning.
Can they do that?
I don't know.
Is
maybe they're
price gouging, like, max?
I don't know if it's on par with how some restaurants are including the, you know, the what do they call it? The back of the house charge. Thank
you. Can they do that?
So I'm wondering if that equates to a back of the house charge.
Like, that's at an actual sit down, let me take your order restaurant.
No.
Listen,
let me tell you, this is coming off TikTok this morning. A viral video. So I don't know.
I will do my research. I will go there. How about that?
You should go there and check it out.
I'll order two meals and I'll
take your statins.
Them all.
Exactly. Take your statins and go check it out.
I can do that.
I got one more thing for you. Harry Potter store Jessie Cave says she's making more money on OnlyFans than she did her entire acting career. There's not even any nudity or pornographic material on there. She played Lavender Brown, which was Ron Weasley's girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen any of this crap.
Yes.
Anyway, she does is she makes videos on the OnlyFans where she's just brushing and playing with her hair. And she has made almost as much as she did doing all the Harry Potter movies. People will watch anything.
Like, why are they paying for that?
Oh my gosh, I have hair.
It's fetish people.
I want to do this.
I talked to my wife about getting something going.
Yeah.
Like, wear a mask or something. Nobody will ever know. She's got awesome hair.
She has gray hair.
It's one of the things I love most about her is her hair. Sometimes I sniff it for fun.
Cash in on that, Jared.
You'd be
cash
one of those people.
In.
Come on.
You guys would never see me again thanks to my wife's hair.
Yeah.
Start brushing, baby.
Weird sentence to say, but yeah.
Yeah. I'd pull things. things out of the drain and present it on screen.
People will be into it.
What else you got,
Katie? People be into it. Okay, so this is a heartwarming story because a little puppy Nana is okay after being bit by a rattlesnake.
How did that happen?
What? So here's how it all went down. Thank goodness for this good Samaritan, Caleb. Now, he found the baby, immediately jumped into action. Now, happened in Weld County, but he just noticed that this little puppy was abandoned and there were lumps all over little Kyoto's face. So rushed her to the vet and they were able to save her life once they figured out that she was bit by a rattlesnake. She did end up having a parasite as well, so they had to treat her for an infection.
Poor dog.
It was a little touch and go for little Kyoto for a minute, but you'll be happy to know that they were able to clear all of it up and that cute little furry gal is doing just fine with her new family.
Oh, thank
God. She was adopted.
Lumpy and parasites. It sounds like some of our interns that we have working here.
And they got adopted too.
Yeah.
Yay. Little puppy kisses.
They're now full time.
Yay. Okay. This is also a good look for Denver Waymo entering its second phase here in the Mile High City. So up until recently, it was just Waymo employees who were driving around town while the cars in the system, they collected the data to get to know the area. So at the moment, only company employees can use the driverless Waymo. They're still trying to figure out how Denver's all set up and everything. But the public's going to be able to book rides later this year. So get ready for it. And Denver, a very important testing ground for Waymo because it's the company's only test city that regularly sees snow and ice. So it's a really big deal us to be able to do it.
And lots of construction.
Here.
We talked about this a couple weeks
ago.
There's all
the
sorts of barriers.
My gosh, the Mile
Live
High,
animals.
High country up there.
Hobos.
Whole new way of driving. Well,
yeah.
Okay. They're figuring it all out. And again, later this year, you are going to be able to book rides. And then one more because this story, Nugs Ice Cream. So it's off on Colfax downtown. It's a little ice cream parlor, a little local shop. They got a rock thrown through their window. So this ice cream shop has been there for 12 years. Nothing like this has happened before. And the owners grew up in the area. So they did have to board up the window for a little bit. But Chris, who is one of the owners, he says the community has brought the bright spot to this whole story.
That the community has really rallied around us. We were super busy yesterday. People calling, people offering support. It's hard enough to keep the doors open when people aren't smashing them. Yeah, I hope they learn a lesson and get the help they clearly need.
Yeah.
They are missing a prime marketing opportunity right now.
What's that?
Buy one, get one. Rocky Road ice cream.
Oh, the Rocky
all
Road.
All week long.
Yes.
You can come in, buy some Rocky Road, and raise some money to replace that window.
Well, and again, the community's really shown up and helped out. And I love the story here, too, because Chris, the owner, so him and his brother, they grew up in that area. That building that is the ice cream shop is an old Taco Bell. That's where they went to Taco Bell in high school.
Really?
So that's why they bought that building, because he and his brother frequented
it
all the time.
Ice cream tastes like a burrito.
It was definitely a hit for sure, but they're very happy that the community has shown up in the way they did. So they said that they heard this story and they've just been super, super busy. So
good.
The community has shown up.
Send me their info though. I'm gonna send them my Rocky Road.
That's
promotion.
A really good idea. Yes, Nugs Ice Cream on Colfax. Go show them some love.
All right, it's time for a Mix 100 Sports Report. Colorado is bringing back its statewide e-bike rebate program. It is popping on the 24th of this month. Looks like the state has about $3 million available for residents to receive a little cheddar towards an e-bike, which is really nice. Qualified buyers can receive $1,000 towards a standard e-bike with an additional $300 available for cargo or adaptive models. Not sure what that means. I know what the cargo means, but I'm not sure what the adaptive is. Anyway, the rebate can also be combined with Colorado's separate $225 point of sale e-bike tax credit at participating retailers. So anyway, it's a good opportunity for people wanting to pick up a bike to get a little cash knocked off the top there.
Wait, what is the qualifier? Like, what do you have to
Well,
do to
you
got to
look it up.
Like
there's income restrictions and things like that.
Oh, there is.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you
know. I don't know. I'm like, wait a minute. That seems like you can get an e-bike for free. Tell me more, Jared.
No, they're pretty expensive. But $1,000 will knock a lot off there. I will tell you, I haven't been on mine much this summer, but I have one and I love it. Yeah. I love it, love it, love it. Especially, I went and zipped around Chatfield, all the way around Chatfield Lake there. Mm-hmm. And it was nice not to have to pedal for some of it. I will tell you that much right
I just
there.
Feel like I'm not doing much when I get on the e-bike.
Well, it's just like work, really.
I know, but, shut up.
Dang. You just said I was going to be sitting in my car at wine time.
Yeah, because you will be. But that's different. Because you will.
I'm going to be sitting on a roller coaster. Uh-huh. I got something else for you.
What's that?
This new jacket that's coming out, they say, is perfect for athletes. Engineers at the University of Texas have developed a jacket capable of pulling up to 1.5 pints of drinkable water from the air on a daily basis. It's this special hydrogel fabric. And what it does is it absorbs moisture in the air, puts it in a little pouch there in your pocket, and then you can drink the water. They say this is huge. It's got huge benefits for people out hiking or camping. Maybe if you're a soldier and you're in a dry climate, even if you're in a dry climate, it'll pull moisture out of the air for you. Long distance runners, hunters, all sorts of applications. I know you got a yucky face right now.
Well, because doesn't like people's BO mix with the air and then you're drinking people's BO? And
I'm kind of into it though. No,
like,
it's not BO water.
Well, but what's in the air? It's
just
the stuff.
Humidity. Yeah. But I'm sure it goes through some sort of like
filtration
system in there that you're going to be able to
if there's that,
slurp
that
it up.
Fantastic.
It's not just straight air. So it's not BO and sweat, bro.
Okay.
Quit making that face.
I'm
this
sorry,
is,
I can't
this is huge.
I can't.
You're a hiker.
The...
Like, imagine if you were out on a trail and you got lost and you're like, I'm so thirsty.
I know.
When you're alone,
give it a day. Give it a day.
There's other people out there and I smell.
Not when you're in nature alone and stranded.
Well, no, but you pass by people a lot when you're hiking and
one
I give them a whiff and I don't want.
But what if you're alone out there and you're like stranded? This is the only way for you to get water is your magic water jacket.
No, I like it. I do like it.
You should like it.
It just shocked me a little. That's all.
Now, there are some people that I wouldn't want to be around if I'm absorbing their moisture. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're making a good point now that I think about it. I can think of about 4 coworkers here.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're drinking their water.
Yeah, I don't want their water. Josh, do you have anything else?
Yeah, we do. This is a story coming out of Philadelphia that is warming hearts all over the world right now. Lewis Cobb, he's a 73-year-old man out of Medford Lakes, New Jersey, and a lifetime substitute teacher. Well, he is a diehard Philadelphia Phillies fan, and they have an annual charity auction that he actually won a chance to call an inning with Sports Radio 94 WIP WIP, which is the Nationals broadcast team. He bid $22,000 to be able to do this, and he called the game, and he did it seamlessly. I have a little bit here. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Then Lewis, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Scott. It's a thrill to be here. It's a lifelong dream to be in the Phillies broadcast booth. So here
sounds
we
like
go.
He has a cold.
With the first pitch to Ortiz, it's in there for strike one call. Phillies with 2 in the bottom of the second to take the lead as we start the top of the third. Now Phillies winning the first 2 games of this series. One more to go. Tomorrow night, and then a 3-game set with the Blue Jays over the weekend.
He sounds like he's doing my voice when I make fun of Mixed 100 and Sports.
Like,
he sounds like your typical sportscaster.
But he does.
He sounds like he listened to old-time sports
yeah, he does.
Calling
yeah.
radio.
Yes,
and I love
exactly
it because
it sounds like.
After they introduce him, he goes right into it. Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson, they're the normal radio guys. They introduce him, and like right off the bat,
he's like,
hey guys, it's your pleasure to be here.
And I absolutely
we got this guy up at bat right now. He's a swing and a miss.
He did that for 8 minutes, which was their total time inning, half inning.
Wow.
And he did such a good job.
Yeah,
and he's warming
good.
Hearts all over.
Yeah, we're very proud of him here at Devers.
Sounds like you.